Okay, we're starting on page Kuf Lamed Ches. In Simon Shin Yud Ches, If Tezayin. The plan is to do 1/5 today. Again, we are on page Kuf Lamed Ches, Simon Shin Yud Ches, If Tezayin. Mutter Litain in Panda. Remember him? We were allowed to put an in Panda. Keneged Ha'ish, Pemokam Shel. So there's a cross from a fire. Opposite a fire in a place that's actually Yad Salilis, it's hot. Even though the congealed fat that's inside this in panda is going to melt. Okay, let's just pause over there and look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Cotton Kuf. On the white column, yeah, okay, Kuf, in panda. What is this in panda? Hu Pashtida. And as we come across, it's mentioned in a few places, it's pashtida, a certain type of pastry. So you've got, it's basically like a bereka, with, instead of having potato inside, you've got pieces of fat inside. Can't get healthier than that. And you want to warm it. It's been baked before, obviously. There's no bishlaka bishlaka. It's been baked before. And if you want to warm it up, Vatam Shemutter, the reason it's permitted is the Kevin Jew Yobe, since it's a dry item, it's not a liquid. Afshin is standing like Shach be Bishal Oid. Even though it's cooled down, there's no further Issa Bishal. That's what we learned now. Commercial cost of the Sif Tesla. We learned in Tesla, we learned in Sif Dalad. We learned a few times the concept that there's no Bishal HaBishal by solid. And even though the fat is going to melt as a result of your heating it, it's still called a solid item. Since currently it's not melted, there's no Issa Bishlach HaBishal. This is an important leniency, if you want to call it, in Bishlach HaBishal, that we go by its current situation, not how it's going to be after you warm it up. Since currently it's a solid, in Bishlach HaBishal, even though it will, of course, melt. So you're allowed to put it kuf aleph connected ish across opposite of fire. Haino agabe eva kli hamafik. It means actually just on top of another kli. Let's say it's over a fire, in fact, but it's on top of another kli. It's not just directly on the fire. The imloy kain asa a canal simulation and gimel v'sif hey. As we were discovered earlier, you can't, even if an item does not have an issue of cooking because it's cooked before, but to put it in a place where it looks like you're cooking is an issa. Right, and to put it directly on the fire, to take something from the fridge and put it straight onto the blech, right, even if it's a covered fire, again, I'm leaving out the opinion of Rabbi Yosef, but the standard opinion is that to put it directly onto a fire, even though there's no bishlach habishul, there'll be another problem, which is it looks like you're cooking. That's what he's referring to over here, and therefore has to be connected that it's away from the fire a bit, opposite the fire, on top of another kli, and therefore it does not look like you're cooking, and there's no problem with cooking either, because it's ein bishlach habishul. Sif cotton kuf bay for afal pi, even though the congealed fat is going to melt. Now, we're in the world now of a different discussion. This sif really deals with two points. It deals with the concept of ein bishlach habishul, and furthermore, it deals with the problem of melting things, which is an issa potentially of noilad. Right? Turning it from solid to liquid is itself a problem. Where do we find such an idea? Well, we're going to learn it in Simon Shin Chof. You're not allowed to crush ice or crush snow on Shabbos because you're turning it from ice into liquid. Right? Here, that's not a problem according to the Shulchan Aruch. Right? Afapi, v'chule. I mean, again, now we can read the Mishnah Berurah. V'loidami l'risuk sheleg abod. It's not like the Issa Drabonon of crushing snow or frost, hail. Hamavoy l'kaman simen shinchof sif teis. The osam mishim mitam noida. That will be an Issa of noida to create. You're turning it into something new. Shemoyled amayim, because you're, so to speak, you're creating water by crushing the ice or crushing the snow. Originally, over here with the congealed fat, it had been thick and congealed, and now it's become running like a liquid. It's flowing. So why isn't that nissa noilad? In the case over here, if it is, if you can't crush ice, why you have to put this in panda, this pastry, in a place where the fat's going to melt? Shiny hocha, so the ovid klum be yadayim and a mamela who nimcha. It's not an active noilad, it's a passive noilad. You don't do anything, you're just putting it in a warm place, and naturally, from being in a warm place, the fat is going to melt. This is the reason why the Shulchan Aruch makel, the gabi boad namitanya, and also we have a brisa about concerning boad, this hail, whatever, or frost. It says, says, "Avon noisin hula secha kois shel yayin letzanoi veinichoshes." You're allowed to take ice cubes, whatever, snow, whatever, and put it inside a cup of wine to cool down the wine, and it was no problem. Even though it's going to melt in there, ken shum emele, since it's automatic, you're not actually physically crushing, then it's mutter. Again, according to the Shulchan Aruch, there's no problem. There's only a problem to do active noilad, not passive noilad. That's how I say it, right? You cannot do active noilad on Shabbos, which means you're actively crushing snow, whatever, melting it. But passive, where you put it in a warm place or put it inside another cup of drink, that's no problem. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch is referring to. And therefore, again, there's two issues in this sieve. The issue solved of Bishlach HaBishul, there's no problem, not by the pastry and not even by the fat, because currently it's solid and it ain't Bishlach HaBishul. And in terms of Noilad, here you're not doing anything active, you're just passively leaning in a hot place, which is also okay according to the Shulchan Aruch. And now we can do the Ramon now. So Ramon says, having just spoken about this in panda, this pastry, certainly when it comes to the, in terms of the Issa of Noilad, when we're talking about a pot of food that has gravy that has congealed, so you've got like a cholent on the top layer, it's got like a layer that's got on the top layer of the liquid is congealed there. Because now when it melts, what's going to happen? You're going to warm up, you want to warm up this solid cholent that's got, well, it's not really solid. Okay, we're going to get to the problem of Bishul in a minute. But in terms of Noilad, you've got the top layer has become congealed, right? So now I say, well, that's okay, because what happens now when it melts? It's going to mix straight into the liquid underneath it. So there's no problem of Noilad. Right? If it's not visible afterwards, apparently there's definitely no problem of Noilad. That's what we're saying over here. Kol shekein should be mutter. Again, because it's ainah ba'ayin, because it's not going to be visible afterwards, therefore there's no problem. The shari, that will be permitted. The yesh machmir, however, there are those who are stringent. The minig is to be machmir, not to even do what, again, what I call passive noilad. Again, the Shulchan Aruch said there's no problem when you've got this pastry with the fat inside and it's going to melt and you're going to make a puddle underneath the inside the kli of the liquid of the, which is the fat that's melted. Shulchan Aruch says no problem, it's a passive noilad. And I'm using my terms passive and active just to understand. But the Ramah says is yesh machmirin that say that even passive noilad is a problem, not just active. Not the active where you're crushing ice or whatever, but even passive noilad where you put it in a place and it's warm and it's going to melt. If you're going to see a puddle of liquid at the bottom afterwards, that's the problem of noilad according to these machmirim. And nagula hachmir, the meaning is to be machmir, to be careful to avoid even passive noilad. Miu v'mokam soech yesh l'smeich asor v'shena bat, in a place of need, you could rely on the first opinion that there's no problem with passive noilad. Again, we've moved away from Bishul, we're coming back to it, but of course, in this sefiman. But again, in terms of noilad, we have a machlekes Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Shulchan Aruch says that active noilad is also for sure, it's a mish, it's a baisa. Passive noilad is mutter. You put it in a warm place and it's going to melt, or like in the case of the putting in the ice in the cup, there's no problem there. It's going to melt naturally from the temperature over there. That's not a problem of noilad. That's not called moilid. That's noilad, whatever you want to call it. But it's not moilid, not actively doing it. It's noilad, it's passive. So Shulchan Aruch is okay with passive noilad. The Ramah says, yesh machmirin, about passive noilad, not to put something in a hot place when you're going to, again, you're going to see that the solid has turned into liquid. So in a case, like in the case of the pastry, you've got the fat inside. It's going to run, all the fat's going to run out and collect on the plate underneath. Then that's called passive noilad, it's visible, and the Ramah is machmir in that case, nagula hachmir. But he says, machmir tzerach, you could be mekum. But we also have to deal with the previous case we spoke about, which is when you've got this layer on top of the congealed fat, on top of a liquid, that it's all going to mix in, so there's not really a problem with noilad. But there's a bigger problem over here. If you take a liquidy cholent that's cold and it's congealed on top, and you say, well, there's no problem of noilad to melt to cause the layer on top to melt. Yeah, but what the major problem is that the rest of it's liquid and you've just done a bishlach habishul. So that's what he's going to come back to now. I hope everyone thought of that question, that if you're taking a soup which is congealed on top and it's a cold soup and it's liquid, most of it's liquid, and you've got a bit of congealed fat on top, you say, oh, no problem of noilad. Yeah, but how are you going to reheat it? There's a problem of bishlach habishul by the liquid. So we'll get to that now. Okay, the Sifkotten Kuf Gimel. Kol Sheken Kedeira. Certainly, again, the Shulchan Aruch will be mekel in the case of a pot when you've got the gravy that congealed on top, that when it melts, it's all gonna mix in, and you won't see it. The Shulchan Aruch will be mekel by that in terms of noilad. Kol Sheken Kedeira. The Bezek Hashu Nimoyach Misarej Hashuman Imaroite Bein Anikah, because when it melts, so now the fat and the gravy mix together, the liquid mix together, and it's not recognizable. But Dami Mamish to Lahada Amina, and therefore it's Mamish like the case of the Breiser that we quoted earlier. Avon Noisin and Secha Kois, you're allowed to put, say, ice inside a cup to melt. Why? Because you don't see it afterwards. right? Mishum de'ina nika kishinimach habard l'seicha. It's not recognizable, and it's okay. So if cotton kuf dalad the shawi, that certainly that case will be mutter l'fi the Shulchan Aruch. Hainu, when we say mutter, this is what I mentioned before. Mutter misad noilad, right? To take again, you're taking a soup with a congealed layer on top, and you say, "Oh, I'll warm it up." And it doesn't matter that it's noilad because it's going to mix into the soup. Yeah, but what about the cooking problem? Right, so you mentioned that now. But Heine Rakli in an issa noilad lo shach with it. In terms of noilad, there's no issa when it mixes in straight away and you don't see it afterwards. But in an issa bishul, when it comes to the issa bishul, you're taking a liquid and heating it up on Shabbos, a pre-cooked liquid, then this is more stringent than the earlier case. The case of the pastry is okay because it's solid. You can reheat it. But the liquid is not okay, right? Because we hold an iser bishlach a bishul. When a liquid cooled down, there's an iser bishul. Bishlach a bishul. As we saw in the previous sif. Therefore, over here, you can split the problem very easily. Noilad can take place even when it's warm, right? You take something which is cold from the fridge and you warm it up in a warm place, but not that's not Yad Seledes Boy, you could get into the problems of Noilad. But you wouldn't be in the problem of Bishul because it doesn't reach Yad Seledes Boy. So that's a way to split up the problem. He says if you want to be Mako on the case of the soup with the congealed thing on top, then you have to be talking about putting it in a place where it's not Yad Seledes Boy. It's warm enough to melt the fat and it will mix in, so that's okay. And there's no problem of Bishul because it's not Yad Seledes Boy. That's how he would solve this situation.
Okay.
And Kuf Hei, Yesh Machmirin, the Ramah brings the Machmirin, the even passive Noilad is Asa, right? Even to put the pastry in a place where the fat inside is going to melt and collect at the bottom of the plate, and you're seeing now this liquid, is a problem according to the Machmirin. Shulchan Aruch didn't have a problem with it, but the Machmirin, who are Machmir about passive Noilad, do have a problem. Sviru Lehu de Gamba Zeshach is a Noilad. They say, even in this case, which is passive, there's a problem of Noilad. Even in a case when you have a pot where the fat and the liquid or the gravy, whatever, the soup mixed together, but it's not like the case of the ice in the cup. The ice in the cup is for sure mutter. Putting ice in the cup is okay because a cup of liquid, a cup of wine is okay because it melts, you don't see it. But here is worse, according to these machmirim. Because over there, when you put the ice in the cup of wine, when it melts, you don't see anything at all. There's nothing to see. But when you have melted fat, it actually doesn't mix in so well. Rather, it kind of floats to the top. And you can see a layer on top of a liquid that used to be solid, congealed, has now become a liquid that's floating on top. And because you can see it, therefore, it's a problem of noilad. And to even put out in the sun, not in like Noah 5, but just out in the sun, and it's going to melt in this way, and it'll be visible afterwards, this opinion will be machmir. So the machmirim say that whenever the product of the noilad is visible, it's asa. Right? So even if it's passive noilad, if you put it in a place where it's going to end up visibly different now, had was a solid, now it's a liquid, that will be asa. V'dar, and you should know, the afilu, La Yesh Machmirim, even to this, according to the stringent opinion that we just that Ramah brought, Einoy Asa ki im kishuyesh harbe shumna la pashtida. Back to the case of the pastry, it's only a problem when you have a lot of fat there in the pastry. Because then when it melts, it's going to flow out, and if you see a puddle of liquid afterwards, you know, outside, that's the problem of noilad. If it's not so fatty, there's a bit of fat inside, wherever on the outside, but there's some fat there, but not much. Or you put it so far from the heat, it won't really melt properly. It will melt a little bit, so a little bit will come out, but not. It's not going to end up with a puddle underneath. And a bit inside the pastry, there'll be a bit of fat that's melted. Or before you heat it up the pastry, you take out the congealed fat from inside it. This line of congealed fat, you take it out. In all these situations, again, either there's not much fat there to start with, so it's not going to make a puddle underneath, or there might be a lot of fat there, but you took it out. Or you put it in a place that's not so hot, so it doesn't melt so much. It's just a little bit melts, but it doesn't really melt. What? I'll leave that there. Mutter lechamem, mutter lechamem ha-pashida lekola alma. Then in these cases, when it's not going to make a puddle, everyone agrees you're allowed to reheat the pastry. No problem of bishul ha-bishul, no problem of noilad in these three situations we mentioned. But after adayin nifshe v'zav mi basav shuman, even though it does melt, there is some melting going on of this congealed fat. Dover mutter v'shari lekola alma, then it's a small amount, and there's no problem. Okay. So the solution of to avoid the Neuler problem is to make sure it's such a small amount that it's not really visible. Just getting on the surface some kind of it's got a shine to it now because it melted a little bit. If it's not making a significant amount in a puddle afterwards, whatever, then there's really no problem of Neuler either. V'chein mutter lechamein b'shabbos chatiches basar shomein af al pi shemikfas leizav. And therefore, if you have a fatty piece of meat and the meat and the fat congealed, and you're going to warm it up now, it's going to become liquidy. If it's only a small amount, a little bit has become liquidy, that's no problem either. Came into Dava Mut, who Hanisha, because the melted part is a small amount. Like Choshev Vashari, it's not significant, and it's Mutter. Kosvu Ha'achoyin, and now more on this idea, a different situation. Kad Shel Mayim, if you have a jug of water, or Shah Mashkim, or other liquid, Shinikrash, Milamana, that kind of froze on top, right? You left it outside in Poland, whatever, and it froze on top. So you've got, it's like, you have to break through the ice, so to speak. Got ice on top and liquid underneath. You can definitely put it in a place where the liquid won't reach your tzeles. Boy, there's no cooking problem and there's no noyla problem. Why not? Because putting it in that warm place, what's going to happen to the ice on top? It's going to melt and automatically mix into what's underneath it, and it won't be recognizable, and therefore it's okay. Kuvvav lachmir. So the Ramah said the minig is to be machmir, not to allow passive noilah, as we described. Mikamakam kodim shehusa katanor. However, before the oven has been ignited by the goy that comes and does it in the morning, mutar aniach hapashtida, you're allowed to put the pastry, even with a lot of fat, you can put that pastry on top of the oven that's going to be ignited by a goy soon. Kevin, do yesh matirin afilu achakach, since there are mekilim, as we saw, Shulchan Aruch doesn't have a problem with it anyway, but don't do this in front of an ignorant person, because he might think there's always mutter to heat up pashtida, even when the liquid is going to be visible afterwards. The whole case over here, you put it in a place that's not yet hot. There's nothing doing over here. It's a cold place. You know that the goy is going to come soon and ignite the oven because you're allowed to do it, to central heating, whatever. That's okay, because currently it's not hot. And anyway, there's mekilim by passive noilat. Therefore, it's okay. Just don't do that in front of an amaret.
With a timer.
With a timer. If you've got to make sure you're not doing bishul then. Whatever, it could be worked out, but you have to make sure if it's a place where it can't get cooked if it's liquid then. But again, you got the truth is no problem anywhere if it's pastry with fat inside. It's congealed fat. It's pastry. It's all solid. The whole thing's solid, so there's not a problem bishul habishul. But nechalami sounds like it might be okay, but don't take my word for it. I have to think about it. Okay. And the last one for this week, Kuf Zayin, B'makom Tzorech Yesh Ismoich, that in a situation of need, you can rely on the lenient opinion that says that we're not worried about passive noilad, right? The passive noilad case we've had. Hainu, Da'az. So in that situation, Afil Lechatchila Mutter. Once is a time of need, it becomes Mutter Lechatchila to do. Obedi'eved, 276. Obedi'eved, B'chol Gavni, Ein Le'eso, and if a person did it, for sure you're not going to say that the pastry is osa if you ended up doing a passive noilad, which you weren't supposed to do. Okay, Adkan.